Eli Lilly may soon have a new king of weight loss treatments. This week, the company revealed the first large-scale trial results for its experimental drug, retatrutide, and the results are staggering. Retatrutide, it doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but in clinical trials, it's proving to be a game-changer. People with obesity and knee osteoarthritis who took the drug lost an average of 71 pounds, nearly 30% of their body weight. These are the most dramatic results ever documented for an obesity medication. Regulatory approval now seems almost inevitable. Kenneth Custer, executive vice president of Eli Lilly, called the results powerful, noting improvements not just in weight, but also in pain and physical function. A triple whammy. Medications like semaglutide, the compound behind Ozempic and Wegovy, have already transformed obesity treatment by mimicking the hunger-regulating hormone GLP-1. Tirzepatide, another Lilly drug, goes further by targeting both GLP-1 and GIP, and has outperformed semaglutide in head-to-head trials. Retatrutide takes it one step beyond. It's a triple agonist, hitting GLP-1, GIP, and glucagon, three gut hormones, one drug, maximum effect. The TRIUMPH-4 trial enrolled 445 participants with obesity and knee osteoarthritis. 84% had a BMI of 35 or higher, classified as severe obesity. Over 68 weeks, participants were split into three groups. One received a placebo, while the other two received different weekly doses of retatrutide. By the end, high-dose group lost 28.4% of their body weight, about 71 pounds. Lower dose group lost 26.4%, placebo group just 2.1%. Both treatment groups also saw less knee pain, better physical function, and improved cardiovascular risk factors like lower blood pressure. The future of retatrutide. Lilly plans to release results from more phase 3 studies over the next year. If no major safety issues emerge, FDA approval could be smooth, but no drug comes without side effects. Like other GLP-1 medications, retatrutide often causes gastrointestinal issues. 43% of high-dose users reported nausea, 33% had diarrhea, roughly 18% of high-dose participants stopped taking the drug. Some quit because of side effects. Others, remarkably, stopped due to perceived excessive weight loss. For comparison, semaglutide trials saw about a 17% discontinuation rate. Retatrutide won't be right for everyone. Some won't tolerate the side effects. Others simply won't want to lose that much weight. But for people with severe obesity, or weight-related health problems like knee osteoarthritis, this could be the most promising obesity drug yet. A drug that might even rival the effectiveness of bariatric surgery. And while other next-generation treatments are on the horizon, retatrutide may soon take the mantle as the most potent weight loss medication available.